USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reflecting on his historic summit with North Korea's leader, responding to critics who say the agreement the two leaders signed does not ensure that the North will get rid of its nuclear weapons, and that Trump is being played by Kim Jong-un. The president says,
Chairman Kim wants to resolve the problem because he knew that we weren't playing around. I wasn't playing around. He's not playing around. We have a very, I really say, for a fairly short-term relationship, because it was unbelievably hostile. I think we have a very good relationship. We understand each other.
The president speaking on Fox News. In Colorado, the 416 fire still raging, just 15% contained. Nearly 1,400 homes north of Durango already evacuated, and the weather conditions are certainly not favorable to the firefighting efforts. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Already scoring a large turnover, the White House could be losing some key aides. Sources say that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has been telling friends she plans to leave the administration by the end of the year. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah is also planning to leave, but hasn't yet decided on a date. Sanders tweeted, she loves her job and is honored to work for the president. A border agent attacked while patrolling near the Arizona-Mexico border is in stable condition. In a desolate part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A competitor is responding to a restaurant chain's marketing stunt. USA's Chris Barnes serves up the details.
As you may have heard, IHOP made a move to rename itself IHOB, the International House of Burgers, to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Oh, Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge said special counsel Robert Mueller must reveal the names of people and organizations he believes acted as unregistered foreign agents in the case against Paul Manafort. The unidentified agents allegedly acted on Manafort's behest in a scheme to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. The judge also requested the identities of other people that Manafort is accused of trying to influence, which led to new witness tampering charges last week. Manafort was scheduled to appear in court on Friday after Mueller asked the judge to revoke his $10 million bail in response to the allegations of witness interference. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.